Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account, please?
WMTolen, T-O-L-E-N, at iCloud.com.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please, ma'am?
It's Willie Mae.
Thank you, ma'am. Can you verify your address, please?
1000 Knollwood Drive, Columbia, South Carolina.
Thank you, ma'am. Oh, thank you. I didn't mean to cut you off. Yes, ma'am. I did locate an account for you. And I do see in the past you have gotten the Omax Circuit Max Sport Socks and the Omax 3 Pro Strength Omega. How may I help you today, please?
Okay. So is that the correct one you have? The one is that the correct one you have, the current one pulled up? Is there a date on it?
The last time it says an order was placed was May 30th, 2021.
Okay. Well, all I can tell you is I want to cancel everything.
You don't have an account.
I do have an account.
You see, it's not up to date.
Somebody's there charging me stuff and sending me crap.
Okay, ma'am, I'm trying my best to help you.
Okay,
I'm doing my best to try to help you to find the. Ma'am, you have an account, but it's from the year 2021. I'm trying to figure out the best way to help you.
Okay, let me apologize. Okay, because that just kind of bugged me when you told me I didn't have an account.
I get it. No, ma'am, you don't have an active account that I can find, but if you do, we're going to find it.
I
promise. Yes, ma'am, we're going to find it, ma'am. We're going to find it, okay?
Wait, I do. You know how I know I have an active account? Because I'm getting stuff in the mail that you're charging my card for.
Okay, yes, ma'am, and I believe you. Yes, ma'am, I was just telling you what I saw on my screen. I didn't mean to upset you, but let's figure this out together.
And I'm sorry. I apologize to you. Okay?
No, you're fine. I understand you're upset. Let me go back. Let me pull this up. How about the email address, willymayja50@gmail.com?
That one. That one too. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Let's look at this.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I do see this other account with the same address you verified. That I do apologize. The first account I pulled up wasn't active anymore. But this one is because it says your next order is in 49 days for the Omax 3 official. I'm going to cancel it. Yes, ma'am. I have to go over the products, so they make me. And then it was the Omax BioCurb. Yes, ma'am. We're going to cancel it. We're going to cancel it, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. So, what happened? It looks like you were on a subscription. We could extend your subscription out to every 2 or 3 months if you wanted to keep it monthly.
No. I want you to cancel it. Because here's what happened. Here, listen to me. The fish oil pills are fine. And they're coming on every 3 months or something. Then they have, now I wasn't even getting this hydrochloric curium or something.
Yes,
and then
ma'am.
All of a sudden now, it was replaced with this new one.
Yes, ma'am.
After about 6 months went by, then I saw in my email it says, thank you for your order. I never ordered anything.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be honest with you. What looks like happened on my end,
okay.
I do see it was delivered on Thursday, June 9th, ma'am. What happened is the product was out of stock. So,
right.
That's why it was delivery every 3 months, but I think when it was ordered, it was a subscription. Would you like to add any vitamin D today? It's sunshine in a bottle? No, ma'am. Okay. We're going to cancel it.
This is what I want to say to you. If you run out of something, isn't it better to send an email and ask the customer when you get it back, do you still want to get this on a subscription rather than going in and say, we were going to just reorder this for her and send her a message saying, thank you for your order. That's not right.
Yes, I totally get it, ma'am. I totally agree with you.
So So that's why I'm saying, no, I don't want to order any vitamin D. Cancel official, cancel this stuff here that I got on the ninth, this aquarium or whatever, and the vitamin D. That don't, I don't want any vitamin D. I don't want nothing. I want you to cancel it all, please. And the last time I talked to someone, they told me I had to go in and do it. Every time I try to get into my account, I can't get into it.
Okay, Yizium, see, that's what I'm running into here on my end. Let me look at this and see, but you're not able to.
Because they're starting to charge my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. But since it is a subscription, let me see exactly how we can try to get this canceled. So it won't let you go in to cancel the order?
I can't even get into that account. You know what I would do? I'm going to just lock the card down. That's what I'll do. I'll lock
okay.
the card down.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I want you to cancel it.
Yes, ma'am. You have to check your emails, get an email. You would have to provide me with a password, reset your password. We can do that while we're on the phone if you would like.
Let me get my tablet and we can do that. I can go in and cancel it. I tried to do it before and the young lady talked me out of it. But we got to do it now because I don't like this. It keeps happening and I don't like this. And that means just plain, just blatant disrespect. You don't not have something and send me something. You're supposed to ask me, do I want this? Do I still want this? Do I still need it? All these months have gone by and I haven't gotten anything. It just doesn't make sense. And then you charge my credit card. They know how to do that, I bet you. Goodness. Awful company. Awful.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I have sent that over in an email. You should be receiving that shortly. You'll have everything you need to log right in.
Hold on.
And it might go in. Yes, ma'am. It could take up to 10 minutes, and they don't allow me to stay on the phone that long, ma'am.
Oh, they don't. You want to get off the phone now because you don't want to cancel my order. That's okay.
Ma'am, that's not correct.
You can cancel this.
No, I can't. I have to get your password to be able to sign in to cancel your subscription. But ma'am, no, I can't cancel it without your help. No, ma'am, I can't.
Well, that's okay. You can get off the phone. I'll call my credit card company. And the company is what you have on this paper here, right? That's all right. I'll go into my credit card company and look, and I'll call them on the phone right now. I'll call them. They'll take care of it for me. They'll block
you guys. Sure.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.